10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Nothing but Rimrock 45s. If you listen to the show before, you've probably heard me talk about this label a good bit. One of America's finest custom labels out of the itty-bitty town of Concord, Arkansas, which, to orient people from Memphis, most people know where Greer's Ferry Lake is. It's just northeast of that. And this guy, Wayne Rainey, who had quite an interesting career before this, who's from the area, decides to start in Concord, a town of a few hundred people, a fairly large record operation where you could record records, you could manufacture records, they could promote your records for you, and you could send them tapes, you'd go there and record them, you could order 100 45s for $89. I'm looking at the order form right now. Or you could have your own label and have them press them up. They did EPs, they did singles, they did LPs, and they put out a lot of interesting stuff on a lot of different labels. But tonight, I'm only playing stuff on the house label, Rimrock. So that means it was put out, it was pressed there and put out on their own Rimrock imprint, which has got really beautiful artwork consistent with the natural state. It's basically like a Field and Stream cover on there. It's great. Anyhow, gonna quit yapping and start playing some of these records. Wayne Rainey's the guy that started the label, so I figured I'd start off with one of his. This one's called Big Old Pot of Love here on Rimrock. Keep it tuned right here.
Of Adam's apple, then get off love is about. Every time you open your big mouth, you run someone down. I've got my t-shirt back, then I'm leaving this town. I say, woman, I'm leaving and I'm never coming back. I say, woman, oh, woman, I'm leaving and I'm never coming back. Father too, that no matter what happened, I'd take care of you. I never thought you about you turning out to be this way. Oh woman, I must have been so doggone crazy. I say, woman, I'm leaving and I'm never coming back.
A girl named Bonnie Maroney. She's as skinny as a stick of macaroni. Oh, to see her rock and roll with her blue jeans on. Well, she's not very fat, just skin and bone. Mama and I told her Papa too. Well, I told him just what we're gonna do. Yeah, we're gonna get married on a night in June and rock and roll by the light of the silvery moon.
Well, I got a girl named Bonnie Maroney. Just sitting
right, that was Jim and the Turnarounds with Drowning Old Memories. Jim the Drifter before that with Rolling Stone. Johnny Ballinger, Magic Dream. Interesting one on the Rimrock label. That's about as close to a soulful R&B sound as I think they came, which, as you can tell, it's not that close, but that's about as close as it cuts. Mama's Baby Again by Judy Bracken. That one came with a picture sleeve. So someone was thinking big there. You know, a lot of these records, you just send it in your two songs and your check for $89, shooting for the stars. That's kind of the charm of these things. Of course, when you listen to them, you're like, well, you know, what were these people thinking? But who knows? They believed. I'm glad they did. Max Hilbert in the Cream of the Croc. Sometimes I feel like they may have picked up the phone to place their order, and the person on the other line thought they said Cream of the Crop, but maybe they did really mean Cream of the Croc. I don't know. Anyways, that was a cover of Larry Williams' Boney Maroney. I Say Woman by Bobby Reed, and we started off with Rimrock's head honcho, Wayne Rainey, doing My Pot of Love. Most of his records come out in the mid-60s into the early 70s. And they're kind of all over the place, but as you can see, they skew country. And here's one coming up from Zindel Rainey, who was Wayne's son. He's got a little bit of a hipper sound than his old man does. Zindel's still alive. I'm told he's in bad health, but he is still alive and kicking in the Heber Springs area. The family's actually still in the music business, although Rimrock Studio and Pressing Plant and the label closed down in the early 70s. In fact, the Memphis connection there is that Stax eventually bought the studio, or I'm sorry, the manufacturing plant, which sticks out like a sore thumb if you ever pass through Concord, which I don't even think has a traffic light. It has a post office. But there it is, and Stax bought it towards the end of Stax's run there in the early mid-70s, just to for pressing records, or keep up with the demand, and to be able to, I guess, just sort of take the production in-house. But, you know, shortly thereafter, Stax went out of business. As far as I know, the Rimrock pressing plant was never used again, at least not for making records. Anyhow, Zindel Rainey, who, of course, grew up in the studio and the label and the biz with his dad, Wayne. This was with his band, the Roadrunners, from 1969. It was called Gulfstream Line. This is the Burn-Ends Rimrock Records Tribute Hour. Thanks for tuning in.
My mama carefully tied, just to keep me from losing the money that I saved for my job on the Gulfstream line. For my job on the Gulfstream line. The blonde in that Mustang is sure looking good from this continental trail away, buzz. Well, I just passed a sign saying 40 miles from Tampa ought to be in Miami by dusk. Ought to be in Miami by dusk. Oh, that by dusk. I've got to get there by dusk.
Honor on you. Well, stick out your chest. in the Medal of Honor on you.
Here comes another rampage again. She's found a new backyard to play in. She'll wreck another home, and then she'll be gone, right back on that old rampage again. I took her from the bright lights and sin, a playground of honky-tonks and men. Like a cat freed from a cage, she's on a rampage, right back home that old rampage again.
Talking over Harold Davis with Pulling Strings on Rimrock Records. Before that, we heard from Andy Jetton. It was called Rampage. Page Brothers and Luella, No Home for Me. The Bricklaying Blues by Hal Cass before that. Strange Warm Arms by Bob Turner. Before that, we heard from a sassy Jeannie Oxford doing Flirty Son of a Gun. It's a black label, rare black label Rimrock. You know, the Rimrock labels come in a lot of different colors. Mostly yellow, red, light blue, navy blue, green, and then a few on black. Thanks to my buddy Robert Bell in Fayetteville for that one. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if I got a couple in these stacks from him. Trouble Brothers before that. Out of Bald Knob, Arkansas, Your Love Is Gone from 1971. Not sure, but maybe the most rockin' Rimrock release. Great record. And started off with Zindel Wayne Rainey and the Roadrunners from 1969 doing Gulf Stream Line. That one got in a recent trade with my friend Jeremy. Him and Zach and the Big G and a bunch of others are down at Birmingham this weekend. I'll have the FOMO. But, you know, what are you going to do? You can't just go around looking at records all the time. Let's see, where was I? Nowhere, really. Just playing Rimrock records. If you're just tuning in, since 5 o'clock when the show started, I've been playing nothing but things on the Rimrock label, which was a custom label out of Concord, Arkansas, that I'm just a tremendous fan of, and it's one of those labels I fetishize, and I decided to do this for no other reason than I got a box of Rimrock records and I love to play them. The Arvel Asher and Horrell Dotson up next. Doing one called Just Call Me Lonesome. Beautiful hillbilly record on Rimrock. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Keep it tuned right here.
Yeah. It seems
How about that for a short set of just total sad sacks? Toad Bradley right there with his Country Stars, Old Memories of You. Before that, we heard Leroy Ross, Today You Said Goodbye. Charlie Maybe, It's Lonely Out Tonight. Oh my God, poor Wood Elle Holmes. Someone needs to put him out of his misery. The name of that record was Lonely Misery, and we started it off with Orville Asher, Horace Dotson, and the Country Music Playboys, Just Call Me Lonesome. Those records and everything else we've heard tonight was on the Rimrock record label out of Concord, Arkansas, one of my all-time faves. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you liked them. You know, if someone were to say, Eric, what's your favorite Rimrock record? I would say, tough one, but I'm going with Bear Creek Road. So I'm going to close out with that, Long Nights of Misery. Probably my favorite. Ask me tomorrow. I might give you a different day, or a different answer, rather. Hey, be back next week. We'll do it again. Keep it tuned right here. WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Maybe.